Oh boy, a nuclear pissing match. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know we can't expect the United Nations to create a utopia here on Earth, but this meeting of the General Assembly does not seem to be spreading the love. The president's threat to destroy North Korea has now prompted North Korea's foreign minister to threaten to explode a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific. As soon as that headline jiggled my smartphone, I began trying to figure out exactly what stage of the nuclear bar fight we're in. We're past the tap on the shoulder. We're past the you talking to me part, which puts us somewhere between stripping down to t-shirts and firing shots into the ceiling. It's getting pretty close to the time when the bartender ducks under the counter and the patrons stampede into the street. I don't want to overreact. Countries used to fire off nuclear tests all the time. There have been close to 2,500 and the Earth didn't fall apart. But most have been underground. Because when you do it in the atmosphere, you can't always control where the fallout goes. Like in 1954, when the U.S. fired off a test called Castle Bravo, which spewed enough radiation to fatally poison a fisherman in a boat 80 miles away and created a radiation plume stretching 5,000 miles. But leaders can never back down, can they? So I see only one solution. You cyber hackers, now that you've hacked all our credit card records about 10 times over, how tough could it be to slip some ransomware into that Radio Shack computer running Kim Jong-un's launch program? Because remember, once the Earth is a charcoal briquette, stolen credit card numbers tend to lose value. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.